Today's topic is content creation. So I wanted just to take some time to do a quick podcast / blog post about content creation, because I think it's something that a lot of people in this industry struggle with. So let's just dive in and talk about content creation, what it is, why you use it, the struggles that people have, and also the benefits of content creation. So starting off with, what is content creation? It's pretty simple. You create valuable content. So if you've ever asked the question in, let's say, one of my Facebook or my LinkedIn group about, how do I get clients? And kind of my standard answer is always share valuable content. Now, there's some pre-work that goes before you can really dive in and share content that gets you noticed. You need to know who your dream client is and where they hang out, because the last thing you want to do is create this really great content and then share it, let's say, on Pinterest when your dream clients aren't on Pinterest, they're on YouTube. So realize that there is some pre-work involved here, and that pre-work is really figuring out who your dream client is. And your dream client is a combination of a target market and personality traits. Some people call these a client avatar. I call them a dream client. So what you're really looking for is, a specific industry or profession, and then specific traits that you like. That's a must. In order for this content creation strategy to work, you have to know those things first. And I'll just throw a little thing out there for you. If you're somebody who struggles with really figuring out who your dream client is, then I invite you to have a look at my Dream Client Workshop, which is where it is a group coaching program where a small number of people, we all get together and we work together to help you really pinpoint who your dream client is. Because once you know that, everything shifts, and then content creation can be something that can really help you. All right, so enough about that. So content creation is creating different types of content that get you noticed. And so what I'm talking about here is the top of a sales funnel. The top of a sales funnel is awareness, which is really what marketing is. So marketing and sales are not the same thing. Marketing is awareness, sales is sales. Okay, a lot of people start off by selling, and that's not what you want to do in a relationship-based business such as ours. So you really want to make sure that you're creating valuable content that gets you noticed. And that's basically what content creation is. Now, what types of content can you create? Well, you can do audio, video, you can do a blog post, you can write articles, you can do different types of social media posts, you can even do an ad. It's all about valuable content, right? That's content creation. Why would you use it? To get clients. To actually create what I would call a client attraction system. Because what you do when you start creating content and sharing it where your market hangs out, your dream clients hang out, is you are creating a marketing automation system that runs 24/7, which means you're not constantly having to go into a frenzy when you need new clients. Because what you're doing with content creation is you're creating fans. You're creating a tribe, people who are attracted to you. Plus, you're also sharing your expertise with people. So content creation is sharing your expertise. This is a piece of content, my podcast. I also do a blog post on the same thing as I do on my podcast. So I repurpose that information. But the bottom line is really all about creating content that attracts clients. That's what you want to do. That's why you need to have content creation in your systems, in your business, but it's also about getting out of the feeding frenzy that is, for instance, those job postings on a Facebook group. I mean, what I mean by a feeding frenzy is that, they posted and 20 seconds later, 300 people have already responded. How are you possibly going to get noticed in a feeding frenzy? And it's the same thing for those bidding sites, Upwork and Fiverr. It's really hard to get noticed without a lot of attention or a lot of energy on your part to get in front of the right people. If you want to get out of those cycles of feeding frenzies and those bidding sites, then content creation will really make a difference for you. So those are some of the benefits. It's all about showing your dream clients that you actually know what you're talking about. So, talk is cheap, but if you can show them that you actually know what it is that you're talking about, or you can actually show them that you know what it is that you're doing, that's going to go a long way as well. Because unfortunately, there's a lot of scammers in our industry who are going to tell people what they want to hear, take their money, and then ghost them. So some people have trust issues for obvious reasons. But if you continue to create great content and continue to share it, you're going to start getting a loyal following. And those followers will turn eventually into paying customers. So now we know what content creation is and why you use it, but the struggles most people have is, well, what do I do? And you know, what do I say? What do I say in a blog post, or what do I say in an audio or a video? Well, it really depends on what you're most comfortable with. Do you like to write? Do you like to talk? That's really going to steer you in the direction that you want to go when it comes to creating content. And the content that you create is all about the services that you offer. Right? It's not just random stuff. No, because what you're trying to do is get attention and awareness from your dream clients so they will sign up and buy whatever it is you're selling. So you don't want to talk about random stuff. You want to focus on what they need help with. And this is where an FAQ notebook really comes in. It's basically a notebook where you're going to go hang out where your dream clients are online and offline, and you're going to be a fly on the wall, and you're going to listen to their questions about the services that you offer. So if you're somebody who does WordPress, you could get into, you know, a group on Facebook, for instance, and listen to what they're asking about WordPress. And they're right there. That's the content that you can create. Create a solution. You know, the top 10 tips for creating a professional website. People love to know mistakes to avoid. Right? They want to know the mistakes to avoid. You could do an entire series on that. The goal here is for you to actually show up, listen, and take notes about what they're asking about your services. That's what you write on. Right? You could actually take one thing and break it into a bunch of different pieces. Like I'm doing a series right now on scaling your VA business, and I'm sneaking this one in this, you know, in the series, so to speak, even though it's not on scaling your VA business. But my point is that I basically said, okay, here's seven different ways that you can scale your business. And then I wrote a blog post and did a podcast on each of those seven different ways. I flushed them out. I deep dive them, so to speak. So you can actually do all of this by creating a FAQ notebook and listening. Don't, if you want to ask, you can ask. But my point is don't pitch, right? This is for you to be able to gather information in order for you to be able to create the content. And the beauty to this is you can create something that you can use over and over and over again. And a lead magnet, which is top of funnel, right? That's the very top of your funnel, is something that people would sign up and they would give you their information for. So there's different types of awareness. You can do free awareness where you don't ask for anything, that's a blog post or a podcast. But if you have like a checklist or a template you want to give them, that could be something that you could use to create a list and start building a list. Because remember, the goal of content creation is to get awareness, get in front of your dream client, let them know who you are, what you're all about, start building a relationship, and at the end of the day, actually get them to become a paying client. And that is so much better than the feeding frenzy or those bidding sites, because what you're doing is you're actually showing them that you know what it is that you're doing. The beautiful thing about this is that you can create something you can use over and over again. I always refer people to blog posts that I've written in the past because the information is still relevant and you can always update it if you want. So content creation is a great way to get in front of your dream clients. And yes, you're going to repeat yourself, but that's part of it. Marketing is repeating yourself because you want to get as many people to know who you are, what you're all about, and be able to start building a relationship based on the information that you're giving them for free. And don't worry about giving your best stuff away for free. So many people worry about that. That's how you build trust. That's how you get people to know, like, and trust you, because you're giving them what they want. So your actions, if you want to take them from this podcast, is first, start off with an FAQ notebook. Grab a notebook, it can be online, offline, and go find your dream clients and then simply listen. A lot of those like Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups, you have a search feature. So you could actually search for, you know, WordPress or social media or Pinterest or MailChimp or whatever your specific services are. and then start making notes and start coming up with content to help share and get in front of your audience. So this is what I mean by create valuable content. Now, here's the other thing is that you're going to want to do it consistently, whether you do it weekly or monthly. So if you're going to blog, you know, start simple, do once a month. And then as you get into a groove, you can expand that, right? It's all about creating valuable content, getting people's attention through sharing value with them. Instead of trying to sell them on what you have, show them that you know what they need by sharing that valuable content. Now, just a side note really quick, is I actually have a content creation workbook that takes you through a lot of the things that I talked about here that will help you create a content strategy for your business, a content schedule for your business, and also help walk you through, you know, what do you share on the different types of social media platforms, because LinkedIn is not the same as Facebook. I've included some details below. Feel free to have a look if you think it's something that you might be interested in and you're ready to really try creating valuable content. And one other thing real quick, this will actually set you apart from everybody else who doesn't do this. This is, for me, in my business, one of the best ways to get clients is by sharing valuable content. Yeah, it takes longer, but you're building long-term relationships and you're also building a fan base, which is where you can go when you're ready to take on additional clients. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this podcast / blog post. I'd love to hear comments. Feel free to comment below, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.